Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Be heard by calling 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We're back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI, Scott Cordishy, Nick Coit with you, talking about the Patriots, Week 2, Miami, tomorrow down here in South Florida against the Dolphins. And the big question surrounding this game is, will we see Antonio Brown suiting up for the first time as a New England Patriot? 401-737-1287, the phone number. Let's kick off the phone calls with Louie in Rhode Island. Louie, good morning. You're first up with Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is a nice day, huh?
Yeah.
I've been listening to WEEI now. You know, I'm a regular listener. I listen to your show and I listen to the other shows. And everything you guys have been saying about Antonio Brown on both sides of that equation, criminal versus civil, preponderance of evidence. First of all, let me say that that charge is heinous, and I don't agree with it in any way, shape, or form. And if the man did something wrong, he absolutely should pay for that. Let me make that perfectly clear.
Of course, of course.
Where I'm going is I'm all kind of like going to stick to the football end of it. And what I'm going to say is we all look at Belichick and all the success that he's had in New England over the past how many years he's been there. We can't complain he's got six banners in New England. We thought at one time, I can remember, we thought we'd never get one. But we have six. So he's proven what kind of a football mind he is. The man's close to being a genius when it comes to football. We can all agree on that.
Oh, yeah.
Miami Dolphins right now are jumping through hoops. They got a plan for Antonio Brown. He's not going to give away his game plan. I believe Bill Belichick looks at this and says, hey, we got these people jumping through hoops. We got an ace to the hole. We can't lose. I'm not going to give up my game plan. He said that in his statement. And he's probably making everybody think he's going to play Antonio Brown. The Miami Dolphins are jumping through hoops trying to figure out how to cover this guy because they went to hell last week against the Ravens. And he's using that to put his team in an advantageous situation. So when he gets out of Miami, they're going to put a lot of resources into this to try to figure this out. He knows that. I mean, granted, he's getting taken a hit. We know how serious the charge is. That being said, he knows that. That's going to take its course no matter what. And as far as the commissioner's exempt list, it's like anything else. Someone anonymous makes a phone call, and you can get in trouble for it. That's not the way it works. You have to sit down and actually prove it. Now, I'm not saying that's not a serious charge.
No, you're right.
I agree with you from this standpoint. Yeah. There's got to be more evidence than what we have right now for him to be placed on that list. That's my feeling.
Yep.
Exactly.
Now it's just a he said, she said right now. I think that is not enough for him to be put on that list.
Exactly. And really, when it comes to civil cases, and again, I'm not going to allude to any specific case whatsoever, but you'll find historically that people turn around and will charge a criminal case. The person gets found guilty in a criminal case, then you go civil. Because now you've got the evidence of the civil case that helps you augment your case for civil liability cases. You're talking about 51%. So you could turn around and use that criminal conviction to say, hey, listen, look, he did this. And that becomes a strong piece of evidence for a civil case.
Sure. And here's the thing, too, Lewis. Like, with this case itself, you know, there was a report out yesterday, I believe by ESPN, that said, you know, they had been waiting for, they've been talking, to the two sides have been talking settlement, you know, before this even was made public. And so whatever those conversations were, somehow they sort of broke away, they broke off, and now this lawsuit was filed, and now it's public. So
it's
to me, the timing of it is not good. Yeah, it's not good.
Well, when you're looking at look at these multi-billionaires. You have to lean in that direction. Multi-billionaires look at something, even big corporations, look at something and say, is it cheaper for me to pay this thing off even though I'm innocent and didn't do it? Or is it cheaper for me to go the legal route and spend millions of dollars to defend it? So they'll turn around and say, you know what, even though I didn't do this, even though I'm not guilty of it, which is hard for us to believe as just normal people who work every day because we got this thing in us, oh, let's fight to the end. But the bottom line is, in the legal profession, it costs a lot of money. it costs a lot to involve lawyers, to get in front of judges, to
sure.
take time away from your day. Like he used to say, Bill Gates, if he stopped to pick up $100 bill, he'd lose money. So it was cheaper for him to turn around and just walk by it. Well, it's the same thing with this. You have to look at the amount of money it's going to cost you and say to yourself, do I cut and run? Okay, so I didn't do it. So if I give her $100,000 and it's over with, I got out of this thing and it's done. It's really not a big hit for me, and I could probably write it off somewhere. So and that's another aspect you got to look at it. Because of the expense that's involved, sometimes billionaires make these choices simply because they don't want to go through all that aggravation. Well, that could be happening here, too. And obviously, there was talk of that she wanted to start a business, and she approached him with saying, give me $100,000. There's a lot to this.
Yep.
And I'd be crazy to even try to think that I know what's going on.
Based, sure.
But based on her, what she's got down on paper that she presented in court, and as far as the $75,000, that's just the minimum you have to put in for it to become a federal, to be looked at in federal court.
Sure.
So once they sit down, they adjudicate this thing, they're going to say, okay, we want $10 million. You know, it's just, there's a lot about this that thing. But in retrospect, when it comes to football teams and teams that actually have competition between each other, you take one piece of that out, and that changes the whole scope of the team. It changes the strength of the team. It changes the entire fluidity of the team. It changes the entire dynamic. So what happens is, if you pull a guy, let's say, like Tom Brady, if he sprains an ankle, obviously, it has a big effect on the team.
Sure.
Well, now you take a guy like Antonio Brown, who's probably one of the top receivers, you pull him out. So again, a statement that was made by one of the listeners on WEI a few days ago.
Yeah.
Who's to say that the day before the Super Bowl, I can't come out and say Tom Brady did something? And they're going to bench him? You can't do that.
Right.
You have to have strong enough evidence, which leads to your point. You have to have strong enough evidence before you put him on any list and let him pay a price for something.
Well, and
because
yeah, and Lewis, here's the thing, too. Like, he's been practicing all week. He's been out there. And so
there's
right there, that tells me that they're game planning for him to be out there and be on the field on Sunday. He's been out there. They've been trying to catch him up all week. And so for him to go out there, practice, and then all of a sudden for them to turn around and make him inactive and whatnot, like, I just don't see it, because I think they're going to make him. And maybe he doesn't play a ton of snaps. Maybe he plays only a certain amount, but if it's a certain amount, this is a guy that's going to make an impact and be part of the game plan a certain amount.
Yeah, that's true. With his limited knowledge of playbook, that makes a lot of sense, because to bring up, like Belichick said, he's there from a different system. To bring up the speed in their system, it's going to take a lot more time.
Sure.
But it goes to the same thing. Miami right now is expending a huge amount of time and resources to try to figure out how to cover this guy.
Right.
They have to.
Right.
So they have to rearrange their entire defensive plan.
Right.
And that's what they're doing. And Belichick knows that. He's going to say, you know what? I'm going to let him jump through hoops for a while. I'm going to drive him nuts.
And that's why he's not tipping his hand. And thanks for the call, Lewis. We appreciate it. That's why he's not tipping his hand as to what's going on. That's why yesterday he had a Belichick moment yesterday, Scott. I just shook my head and laughed because, you know, he said, well, you know, we're going to do what's best for the team, you know, with him. And then somebody actually asked him, Will it be best for the team for Antonio Brown to be on the field Sunday for your team? Which I actually thought that's a good way to
good
throw
question.
It back at him.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, we're not going to hand out copies of the game plan here.
That's a classic.
Oh,
Belichick,
my goodness.
Right?
Oh,
awesome. I'm done with that. Okay. Anything else on Miami?
Well, and there was a he's done that to me before. I asked him, this was the Kansas City game. It was in the playoffs. It was the divisional round a couple of years ago. And it was the first time I think they had been playing the Chiefs since that 2014 regular season game where they got blown out at Arrowhead. And so I asked him, you know, something like, what did the guys that are here now, like, learn from that or whatever? And he looked at me, and then he looked at Stacey James, the PR director, and he goes, well, I've been on record talking about it many times. Stacey, do you have the transcript? You want to give him the transcripts? He said that to me. And I remember Mike Giardi sitting in front of me, turning around and just going, I'm like, oh, thanks. That's
welcome to the Patriots.
Yeah,
kid.
Yeah, right. He just was like, whatever, Bill. Oh, so yeah, that was a classic one. But it's true. They're not going to tip their hand as to how much he's a part of the game plan, you know, if at all, which I think he's going to be on Sunday.
All right, let's go squeeze another call before we go to our next break. 401-737-1287, the phone number. Barron in New Bedford, you're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Yeah, I just want to say that Roger Goodell gets paid for $40 million a year for a reason to take decisions like this. And I think at this point, we only have accusations, and he said. So I applaud him not to put him on the investigation, because you got the media pressing the NFL to do that. You want to have the media telling the Patriots that they should cut him, and it's nothing proven at this point. So I think they're doing the right thing to let him play, and that he should play on Sunday. If he's proven to be guilty, I have no problem. Cut him, do whatever it takes. But at this point, there is nothing more than a petition.
I would agree with you. I think you put it very well. I think it would be very easy for the NFL to just cave into the court of public opinion and say, yeah, we'll put him on the commissioner's exempt list until we have more information. Because, look, as we talked about earlier, right, the court of public opinion, how powerful it is these days with social media, Nick. And, you know, in today's day and age, given all the crap that Antonio Brown pulled this summer with the Oakland Raiders, right, the court of public opinion was so much against this guy to begin with. And then when the Patriots signed him, of all teams, right? The one team that the whole world hates because all they do is win. And then the court of public opinion went even more against him. And now you add these allegations on top of it. To me, the easy thing would have been for the NFL to say, yeah, we'll put him on the commissioner's, you know, exempt list until we find out more information. That would have appeased the whole world, or at least the court of public opinion. But I think Goodell ultimately made the right decision. And I would be saying this if he were still a Raider, if he were a Steeler, if he were playing for any NFL team, just because I think I look at the situation, I look at what we have right now for evidence, and we just don't have enough evidence to say, yeah, he should not play until we get to the bottom of this. I mean, if there were more evidence, tangible evidence, then I would say, okay, yeah, let's suspend him until this thing's adjudicated.
Well, we just don't know enough. We just don't know enough, and you know, the NFL wants to conduct an investigation, so that's what they're going to do. And for the Patriots to put him out there on Sunday, they have invested in this guy. They have brought him in, and so why wouldn't they put him out on the field? Like I said, there's been talking heads that have been like, why aren't they taking the moral? They should just sit him. And they're not going to do that. They invested in this guy, and they've invested time into this guy during the week, and so that's why they're going to put him out there. And so after the investigation concludes, if something comes up, if they find something that they feel, you know, needs to be brought to light and needs to be, you know, he needs to suffer the consequences from, that's what's going to happen. And so that is what it is. What's also fishy about the timing of this thing too, Scott, and again, I'm not trying to downplay the accusations or the allegations in this lawsuit from this former trainer of his, but I don't know. To me, when Adam Schefter's tweeting that, you know, the NFL wants to talk to her, but oh no, she's busy. She's got to get married this weekend. That's what he said in the tweet. She's got to get married this weekend. I'm like, I don't know. And I'm not saying that she can't live her life. You know what I'm saying? It's just that I don't know. This doesn't sound like somebody that is really, you know, it's just the way this thing has been handled and the timing and all that. You know, does this sound like this is somebody that's really, you know, in distress for something that's been, you know, a crime that's been committed against her? I don't know. And maybe that's, I don't know. It's just the timing to me, especially when it comes out Tuesday night, right after he signs with the Patriots a couple days later. I'm not totally sure. And he doesn't deserve a total benefit of the doubt, this guy. You know, Antonio Brown does not deserve a total benefit of the doubt. But you have to take both sides into account here, and that's what the NFL is doing, and that's why ultimately right now there is no consequence and he's going to be able to play on Sunday.
All right, 401-737-1287, the phone number, text line 37937. You're listening to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.